45 years ago and 3 days, the release of the last studio album from Mott the Hoople, and now they're coming here.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
Not exactly here, but close to here. Mott the Hoople are going to start their first U.S. tour in 45 years. They're starting it in Milwaukee. And Ian Hunter of Mott the Hoople talks about how this all came together.
What happened was there was two reunions, 2009, 2012, in Europe, and didn't include Luther Grosvenor, the great aerial bender, and Morgan Fisher, who were the other two. They came in 74 to replace Mick Rouse, who obviously went to Badco, and Vern Allen, who formed Cheeks. So this was the second half. This was the 74 version. They came to those gigs, and they were very sportsmanlike about it because they weren't included, you know. And I thought then, you know, if I ever get a break, we'll sort that one out, you know. They're owed their day in this, you know, because we weren't making much money back in then days, you know. And that's how this came about.
By the way, Luther Grosvenor, or Ariel Bender, as he's known, was the guitarist in Spooky Too. I know, nobody knows that, but on Spooky Too, man, evil woman. That's the worst, best guitar solo you'll ever hear. It's a little sloppy, but it's really good. Rolling Stones had to postpone their North American tour because Mick Jagger has an undisclosed illness. The band issued a statement, said he needs medical treatment. The doctors say he's going to make a full recovery, but he needs to rest. He's 75 years old. He says he's sorry to all the fans in America and Canada with tickets and blah, blah, blah. On Sunday, someone close to the band said that he's not ill but suffered a physical injury as a result of his strenuous pre-tour preparations, dancing around the stage. I guess he was practicing his dancing. Doctors told him to take it easy. We might know a little more. It's kind of weird. Steve Van Zandt from the E Street Band tweeted he was told by someone who knows that Jagger's ailment is thankfully temporary and insignificant. And acknowledge the Rolling Stones' immortal endurance. He won't say the source, but then in the next sentence he said, meanwhile, catch my interview with Keith Richards on YouTube. I wonder who could it be? Immediately after that, the first half of that was deleted. I'm going to guess it was Keith Richards.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.